From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Tropical Storm Harvey is getting weaker as it moves north, away from Texas and Louisiana, leaving behind record-breaking floods, enormous destruction, and heartbreak. The casualty toll continued to rise in Texas, where up to 30 deaths were blamed on the storm. People in Houston, the fourth largest city in America, began to trickle back into the few neighborhoods where roads were passable to see what Harvey did to their homes. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said Wednesday the disaster area resulting from Harvey is, quote, far larger than that of Hurricane Katrina, which overwhelmed New Orleans, Louisiana, 12 years ago. Abbott said 14,000 National Guard troops have been called out to help rescue efforts, and another 10,000 are on the way. The U.S. president and his defense secretary issued divergent comments on Wednesday about how to respond to North Korea's advancing ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized that the United States is, quote, never out of diplomatic solutions when it comes to dealing with North Korea. He made that comment after President Trump said that talking is not the answer. Trump tweeted a day after he said that all options are on the table, the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer. Mattis was responding to a question about Trump's tweet Wednesday morning on dealing with the threat of North Korea. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.